The daf we're going to be starting today, Masechta Me'ilah, and I'm going to give a little bit of introduction in general on the idea of the Isser of Me'ilah, and it'll be a little bit of a steam on Masechta Krisis. A lot of things relate to what we learned before in Masechta Krisis. The Mishnah says in Krisis, and that's a Gimel on the day. Yesh oichal achila achas v'chayom ala arba chatoyis. Those who kept up with the dafayomi struggled here with the cheshbonitz of how it's possible for one person to eat one thing and be chayav for eating one thing for korban chatos v'oshem echot. So what was the case? Talmei, a person was talmei tumas akuf, she'ochal chaylev, he ate chaylev, so he already has two chayvi krisis that he was ate kodesh betumas akuf. And he ate chaylev, v'hoya noisar, min ha-mukdashim, b'yom kippurim, it was noisar, and it was Yom Kippur, and min ha-mukdashim, so he was over for four chatois, min ha-mukdashim, he was over on Milo, Yom Kippur, he was over on Isar and eating Yom Kippur, so he had four korban chatos, and one korban oshem for the Me'ilah. So the Mepharshim asked that we know the shear of Me'ilah, the shear a person needs, everything in the Torah, every mitzvah, which a person has to do with achila, and every aveira, there's a shear, right? How much? In general, kol yisurim shebe Torah, arba kezayis, right? A person eats a kezayis, and so too the mitzvahs. A person eats chela be kezayis, a person eats dam be kezayis, tevela be kezayis, gets malchus, or chatos in the case of chela, kores. On Yom Kippur, we know there's another shir, Kaysev Sagasa. It's a greater shir because it says, call Nefesh Shalai Se'una. So a person, he has to eat more to be over on Yom Kippur. And the same too is with the mitzvahs. A person has to eat matzah kazayas. A person, he has to drink wine or avias when we're mechuyev and the rabbonos are drinking wine. So what's the shir from Me'ilah? How much do you have to eat or be nana from Hektish? So we know the shear is kapruta, right? It's a monetary shear. Shear is a shear of a shalom kapruta. It doesn't have to do with the kezayis. Me'ilah is, in general, having hanoah from something in Hagdish. And isur hanoah, the hanoah is generally, we measure it in monetary value. And the basic idea is that when we talk about having hanoah, there's having benefit. It's best translated in English, probably to have benefit, not to have, even though we translate Hanoah as pleasure, but Hanoah, when we talk about the Isra, Hanoah is having benefit. And a person is considered having benefited if he benefited monetarily, the worth of a pruta. And even he ate something, he also benefited, he saved himself a pruta. So, or he used something that someone would pay for its use of pruta. In that case, he is considered to have a Isra Hanoah. And therefore, the Isra Me'ilah, which is Isra Hanoh, is Shirub Pruta. Therefore, even if we ate it, it's not tolling Kizayas like other Isra Achila, but it's tolling a Pruta. So the Nesim Samishpur in Simur Chavchet asks, says, how is it possible that a person could be over here also Kabbal Me'ilah? We're talking about Noiser. Noiser is worthless. Not only is it worthless for Hedyot, a person can't use it, every Kaddish is worthless for Hedyot, actually. Because it's Asr Banoah, he's not allowed to use it. However, it has a value for Kaddish. Masha Enkein, Noiser, already has no value for Kaddish either. So if so, it's worthless. So how can a person be Nana a Shavar Pluto? So the Nesivus answers, and this Tarot really is already, like the Macharim point out, is already brought here in the Tosfos Yishonim, right on the page, basically the same Tarot. So we'll read it from the Tosfos Yishonim, here on your Gimel Mezeis. It says, Afal gav, deloy shavim midi, even though it's not worth anything, v'aminim b'perek kol shah, ha'oichol chometz hegdish b'moyed, loy mo'al. He says, they have a raya, that something which is Yisuri Hanoah, you know it's Ramila. Because the Gemara says in Tzachim, that if a person eats chometz, which is comments of Kodesh. Well, someone was Maktish Chala before Pesach. Pesach came, It's chometz. It's even though it's hektish, but it's surah no, because chometz on Pesach is not surah no. So it says if Yevan on Pesach loy moil, he's not moil because it's worthless on Pesach. So the moil hotam b'kedusha domin, the loy noch is the loy kedusha takuf. Chometz doesn't have kedusha takuf, so it's talking about where is kedusha domin. Ukedusha neser b'hano ainu shavu pruto, the loy nena min a hektish shavu pruto. So he says that there it's talking about Kedushas Domin, and here it's talking about Kedush Taguf. So the Tzion doesn't explain the difference. He just says that Kedushas Domin, if it's Kedushas Domin, if it's only Kedushas Berakabai, something which only the money is Hagdish, therefore if it doesn't have a monetary value, then there's no Me'ilah. Hashem Kain and Mukdashim, if it's Kedush Kodesh, Kedushas Taguf, like this, which was a carbon, and it became Noiser, then a person is over, even if it's not Shavu Pruta. So the Nesivus explains, he expands on this idea, and he says, what's the difference? What's the actual difference between Kedushas Domin and Kedushas Taguf? Say that so he explains that actually there are two different Isurim of Mila, or Mila takes two different forms. And this we'll see throughout Masechta Mila, even though most of Masechta Mila deals with the form of being Moel by Kedushas Haguf, it also speaks about being Moel and Kedushas Domin, and it takes two different forms. The form of Kedushas Haguf, we learn from the Pasuk, and we learn from the same Pasuk, but it's Kishimo Mal Ba'Hashem. Anything that's Kodshe Hashem, like we see in the first Mishnah in the Ila, anything that's called Kodesh Hashem, which is Royal Gavoya, which has Haktor Al Gabi Mizbech, which is something which is given as a Matana for Hashem, if we have any Hanah from it, we're over on Mila. And therefore, even by Noiser, although it's worthless, but still it's Kodesh Hashem, originally the Kedusha was talking about Chelev, which was a Murim, it was earmarked for the Mizbech, or if it was Kachi Kachim, it could have even been the Basar, which also has an Emila, the Emurim, which are Oilu Mala. Therefore, it's nicer, and it's Aser Bano, but still it's Kachi Hashem. Masha'enken, when we talk about Kedushas Domin, the idea is different. Kedushas Domin, we're actually over for stealing from Hekdish, it's like a Gezel. And he brings the Raya from Tosfos, which we'll see in a second, that says that the idea of Me'ilah by the idea of Me'ilah by Kedushas Domin is actually stealing from Hekdesh. So when we talk about stealing from Hekdesh, it has to have monetary value, like any other Geneva Mishava Pruta. The whole dinim of Geneva Zela. I told you in a moment, they have to have monetary value. If it doesn't have monetary value, there's no Gneva. Masha'en Ken, Kedusha Taguf is because it in itself is Kodesh, and having Hanof with something Kodesh doesn't have anything to do directly with the value. Now this theme, and the difference between Kedusha Tom and Kedusha Taguf, it has a lot of ramifications, not all on regard to Mila, but from there we can start to understand a little bit the halacha of Mila. The very interesting raya that's brought from the Gemara in the Chof Mevezim Bava Kama. The Gemara there talks about the din of Zan Hanav Zaloi Chosr. It says, Hador B'chotzer Chaver Shaloi B'shusoi. So if a person lives in someone else's field or house without asking permission, so if he's a person who generally doesn't rent out fields, and the person who had the field usually doesn't rent it out, so it's called Zen Hanav Zeloi Chosr. It wasn't Kaimel Agra, it wasn't standing for rent, and this person wasn't Ovel Omega, he didn't usually rent, and he's Potter, he doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Zen Hanav Zeloi Chosr is Chayav. And what does it bring a raya from? It says that if a person sits down under the shade of a bean or a stone of Hekdesh, so it says that he's chayev for Me'ilah. So he says, why is he chayev for Me'ilah? he's not, the Chayek HaHekdesh is not losing anything, and he doesn't usually pay for this Hano. The Gemara brings a raya from there that Zen Hanav Zoloi Chosav is Chayek. Because you see that even though, if I derive benefit from my friend, even though he didn't lose anything, and I didn't actually gain any monetary benefit, because I wouldn't have paid for it anyway, still I am Chayev. So, and the Gemara says that the Gemara accepts this for, because it says that Hekdesh is always Midas. It's not Shaloi Midas, it's Midas, as if the Hekdesh made a deal with the person before he said it. So now, well, the question is, how do we compare this sitting under the getting a shade from Hekdesh to the story of a person who lives in someone else's field? From Hekdesh, it's an Isra Hano. We're not allowed to be Hano from Hekdesh. The person was, well, he had Hano from Hekdesh. Masha'en came, in the case of a friend, there's no Isra to have Hano from my friend. Only if I take monetary benefit from it and I steal it, I have to pay from it. So for this, Tachoyim bring a raya, a very clear raya, that anything which would not be considered stealing Lagabi Hevyet also is not considered Me'ila Lagabi Hevdish. So therefore, from that we see clearly that the characteristics of Me'ila are monetary characteristics. That means something which has a monetary value and it would be considered by a Hevyet that I took it from the other person and I stole it, then I'm Chayav Me'ila. And if in a case where there is no chiyuv mila, then the where there's no chiyuv gneiva, there's no chiyuv mila either. The same basic idea, in Chiddush Yom Chaim Halevi, Yom Chaim Brisker brings derived from a different Gemara. The Gemara says we have a halacha like this: a person, it's a din d'oraisa that when a worker works in a field, and he's, let's say, picking fruit, so he's allowed to take each fruit for himself, as much as he needs, to be full. He's not allowed to take any home, but he can eat as much as he wants. So the Gemara brings up a pasuk that dafka, if he's doing it in a sada of hevyot, by a friend's field, but if he's picking for Hekdesh, he's not allowed to eat it, because it says Reyecha v'loy Hekdesh. That's the Gemara above Mitzvah. That's the exam of this. Shaila is okay. As far as the din that I should be allowed to eat because the potter is allowed to eat, maybe I would be allowed to eat by Hekdesh. But Hekdesh has a different problem. It's Kodesh. It's also by law. How is it possible? Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that a person is not allowed to eat from Hekdesh while he's picking? Why should he be allowed to eat? Just because a person is allowed to eat when he's picking his neighbors, that's because the fruit is mutter. The fruit is mutter, and therefore the Torah told me, I'm not stealing by eating it, I have a schus to eat it. It's a schus that the Torah has that he's allowed to eat the fruit at the time he's picking, and the Baal Bais is not allowed to stop him from eating. Masha'en Kain, from Hekdesh, there's a different problem. It's Kodesh. So how is it, just because he's a worker, it doesn't allow him to eat Kodesh, like Reb Chaim points out, would we need a pasuk to tell me if he was in a field of Arla and he was picking, that he's not allowed to eat it? Would we need a pasuk if he was in a field of Klai HaKerem? If the actual fruit was Usser, obviously the worker, even though he's picking it, is not allowed to eat it, because the fruit itself is Usser. What about Tevel? If for some reason we would have Tevel but Mechuber, also the worker would not be allowed to eat it, although there's no Isser Geneva, but still the Isser, the inherent Isser of the fruit would relate to the pearl also. Therefore, Rabin Zuchaim Briskaraya from that we see that the Isser Me'ila is totally in the Isser Geneva. And if we would be Mutter Mitzad Geneva to eat it, if we'd be Mutter Mitzad the din of Loisigzel, he wouldn't be allowed to take it. Why? Because he's a worker of Hekdesh, and the worker is allowed to eat his Akitur Geneva. Therefore, although there's Kedush on it, he would be allowed to eat it, and there would be no Isser Me'ila. And therefore, we need a pasuk to tell Mirech Lej Hekdesh that he's not entitled to eat. But if he would be entitled to eat, mitzad the worker, there wouldn't be a problem of mila either. So like we said before, this all relates to things which are kodesh kedushas domim. With the kodesh kedushas domim, we say the hekdesh is totally in the monetary halachas. Whatever is negated to the money, it's kodesh, and if for some reason monetarily I'm allowed to take it, so then the Israel kodesh doesn't bother me either. So this idea in kedushas domim we see in a few other halachas. There's one halacha, Machlok Rishonim, but Rashi, Shita, and many other Rishonim hold what happens if somebody owes money, and he takes all his money and he's machdashit. So we know we have a din, hekdish chometz v'shichur, nafkim b'day shivur. Let's relate first to the shichur case. That's easy to relate to. A person has an eved. An eved is like karka, he's meshubah to the Baal Chayz. That means there's a lien on a person's avodim, eved k'nani. If I borrow money from somebody and I have eved k'nani, don't have any money, the person can come and take my eved k'nani. It's meshubah to the Baal Chayz. Now, what happens if I meshachur the eved k'nani? I give him a shtar shichur. So now it's mafia midei shibur. In other words, although there was a lien on this eved k'nani, but now since he's no longer an eved, the person loses his lien. And we don't say that since he had a lien, it should stop the shichur from taking place. No. Shichur takes place, and the lien goes off. So the same thing is true by kodesh. We say that hektish is also mafkir midei shibur. However, there is a machlokes rishonim what type of hektish. If it's not the hektish kedushas aguf, or it's even hektish kedushas domim. So, Rashi shita, and many rishonim is, that hektish placed in one place, machlokes in placement, that hegdish of kedushas domim is not mafkir midei shibur. That means as follows: that if a person, if I owe somebody money and I'm makdish all my money to Berek HaBayis, my creditor can come and he can take the money out of hegdish. He takes the money. He can take the money back out of hegdish. And there's only a din that he has to give some sort of a semblance, a token to be paid it. And it's only exerish layom ruch hegdish yetsub lei shibur. But opinion that a person shouldn't see, people shouldn't see that someone was knocked shit and it went out without a pidyon. So therefore, the creditor, when he comes to collect, he has to give a pruta. But the SM, it's mashubah, the shibah didn't go off. Even though we said that hektish is mafkir de shibah, it's only kedushas haguf and not kedushas dom. So Rav Chaim Wasserman and other achrayim that explained this, it's different variations on the same thing. So I'll take something which is a way which is generally accepted, that there's a basic difference between kedushas domim and kedushas aguf, and this will relate back to our discussion on mila as well. The way a person makes something kedushas domim is similar to the way a person gives a matana to someone else. Well, it was just like a matana. I have it and it belongs to me with a monetary kinyan. With kedush, when I makdish it, kedushas domim, what I'm doing actually is giving my kinyonim to hekdish. Therefore, it's basically like a present to hekdish, but it's done differently. Like the Gemara says, I'm yorfo gavoya, can we trust what hekdish? You don't have to make an actual kinyon. It's enough that a person says that it's hekdish. But what he's actually doing is through his hekdish is giving something which belongs to him and giving it to hekdish. So therefore, if a person is limited in his ability to give something to Hekdish, or, as we'll see later, if he limits his matana to Hekdish, then we say that the matana to Hekdish is limited. Therefore, if according to Rashi, if there's a lien on the property, and I'm Makdishit, so the Hekdish is limited. It's limited to the fact that they have a lien, and if the person comes to exercise his lien, it goes out of Hekdish, because a person can only give a monetary gift of something which belongs to him. And we always have a klal, ma mocher rishon l'sheni, kol shushar v'yadei. A person only sells, the first person only sells to the second person what he has. First of all, we can't sell anything we don't have. And therefore, I didn't have the sada totally. The sada wasn't totally mine. There were certain other people who had rights on it. Their rights were the property rights which they had, and they don't go off by the fact that I married Hegdus. Now, she'enkein, Kedushat HaGuf is something different entirely. Kedushat HaGuf, although, we might see later, it does definitely become, when somebody is makdish, a behemoth for a carbon, it definitely does become the property of Hegdus. However, the way that it takes place is not by me giving a present to Hegdus. Rather, what a person does when he's making Hegdus is, the person has a koyach through his dibur, through what he says, that he could transform something from chulin to kodesh. Means he takes this and he makes it a metzias. This animal, actually, until now, it was chulin, it was not kodesh, and now it's an oilo, it's a chatas. Who had that right? Someone had ownership. But it doesn't definitely have to be that a person has full rights, because it's not something that's going through monetarily. It's an iser. It's something which has to do with the chelak haTorah, which doesn't relate to monetary matters, but rather to the chelak haTorah, which relates to iser and heter. I made something usur. I made something kodesh. So therefore, although I might not be a total owner, but if I have control rights over this chayvus, I have the possibility to make it kodesh. If I made it kodesh, then memela, it's an oil or a shlomim or kedushat haguf. Something which is kedushat haguf, memela cannot have shibud, because shibud can only be as long as it's chulin. But hagdish mafive shibud. The metzias of this chayvus, the metzias of this carbon is such that someone can no longer have a lien on it. So therefore, the same way we understood by the Evan, that once he's a Ben Chayrin, a person cannot be Goyva or Ben Chayrin. The same thing. Once something is a carbon, b'metzias, a person cannot claim it. It's not money anymore. It's money which belongs to Kodesh. And therefore, but it's not something that happened monetarily. Rather, it's something that happened through placing Kedusha on this object. The same thing we mentioned slightly before will be if somebody limits his Kedusha. We have a din that says that we learned already a few times, we had it in Kedusha, we had it in Tzvachim, we had it in Krisis, we had it in Erchin. A person who says, Ragla Shazu Ayla, so there's a machloik, in Tmura we had it, if someone says that one leg of a Zemshi Ayla, there's a machloik, if the whole thing becomes an oiler. But if he says the heart should become oiler, then for sure the whole thing becomes an oiler. What do we say? It's Pashto Kedusha Bakula. And some Tanayim hold that even when he just said the regal, it's Pashto Kedusha Bakula. That means that the Kedusha spreads out onto the whole behemoth. Now, this is something which is clearly only by Kedusha's Haguf and not by Kedusha's Domin. Kedusha's Domin, which is given, which I give it through giving the money, as much as I gave, I gave. As much as I didn't give, I didn't give. So therefore, there's no dinner spashtis by Kedusha's Domin. I think Kedusha's Haguf is something else. What I did was, is I made this a metzias of Kodesh. And if the regal is, it's not possible for a regal by itself to be Kodesh Kedusha Haguf. And therefore I say, if it's possible, if it's mine, that the Kedusha is mispashtis, it spreads out and claims the whole thing. And the same thing is true if I put a time limitation. By time limitations. What happens if a person says that this should be Kaddish until, for 30 days, or until such a thing happens? So the Gemara says in the Doran that Kedusha Leipaka Bechti, but there's a Mando Amr who holds that Kedusha is Domin Paka Bechti, only Kedusha Taguf Leipaka Bechti. That means that Kedusha is Domin, like we explained, if I made it Hegdish Leipaka Bechti, it's something which has to do only with the money, with my it's a monetary transaction. So therefore, as much as I gave to Hegdish, I gave. As much as I didn't give to Hegdish, I didn't give. So therefore, when the time elapses, the Kedusha will be Paka. Masha'enkein, when I made something, Kedusha's Haguf is mispashed, even in time. And therefore, we don't say that it's limited by the time. Rather, once it comes Kedusha's Haguf, we have a din. Kedusha Haguf Leipaka Bechti. We need pidyon. It's impossible that the Kedusha should come off without the pidyon. So therefore, after we understand a little bit about the difference between Kedusha Duf and Kedusha Domen, we can understand also a little bit of the difference between the Me'ila that we have in Kedusha Saguf and the Me'ila that we have in Kedusha Domen. Because Kedusha Domen, which the basic precept of the Kedusha is that I gave my money and I gave it to Hekdesh, therefore the whole Me'ila is taking the money away from Hekdesh. And if I'm allowed to take the money for some reason, like we said in the case of the pile who's allowed to eat, who's allowed to steal, or if it's then and of a zelo chaser, then we say that the kedusha will be pocket, and there will be no meila. Meshen kedusha taguf, which the thing itself is actually it's a different entity. It's kaddish. Therefore, obviously, I'm it's not a question of whether it's monetarily, I have monetary rights or I don't have monetary rights. Even if I have monetary rights, it will not help me to be able to take it out of the Kedusha. And therefore, I'll be an Itzer Nena even if for some reason I would be able to take it monetarily. And many Achronim bring a riot to this from the Gemara in Chulun Adaf Kuflam test. Gemara says, "Tanagol shel hagdish shemarda pakel kedushas." What happened? A person had a domesticated chicken, and he was makdish it to Berek HaBayis. Then it decided, got wild, and ran away. It decided it didn't want to be domesticated anymore. Ran away to the forest. So we say that the kedusha is pakel, and the Gemara explained. The Rishonim explained over there. That the reason why the kedusha, where does the kedusha go to? Just because it ran away? Says because the gizmer is messiahish. He knows that he can't control it anymore. It's lost to the world, and therefore since it's huge, it's like Kafka. The messiahish in it, and the kedusha goes off. However, the Gemara says clearly that this halacha is true only by kedusha domen and not by kedusha guf. So once again, we see the same idea that. By Kedusha Domin, where it starts out being a monetary issue, therefore, if the Gizber is Mishayish, it's possible for the Kedusha to go off. Because since there's no more, it's as if the Hekdesh has no more monetary claim to it, if the Kedusha will also go off. If it's Kedusha Domin, so it's not dependent on Hekdesh's monetary claim. And therefore, if it would be Tar or Yoina, of which was Kedush Saguf, and it ran away, then still, even though it was Yush, it will say Kol Echad Isa Be'eraz Rachmona Isa, and it will remain to be Kaddish, even though it ran away, because the Yush, the fact that the money, Hekdesh has no more monetary claim, it does nothing to take over. So seemingly, we see that, like the Tosi Shonim says in the Mestivis, that the Dinei Me'ila are different between Kedush Domen and Kedush Saguf. And the Dinei Me'ila of Kedush Domen relate to the money, because Kedush Domen relates to the money, and therefore it relates to the fact whether I'm stealing from Hekdesh or not. Mash'enkein, Kedushas, by when it's Kedush Saguf, It's an isser to have hama from something which is hekdesh. However, as we said before, even though we say that it's that dafka that I'm stealing from hekdesh, even by kedushas haguf, there's a share of a pruta. And the question is, why do we still relate to a share of a pruta if we're talking about gazelle that we're stealing? So we know gezel, the lesson of a pruta is not gezel. If he stole less than the word of a pruta, the word of a pruta we don't deal with monetarily. Mashen came, if we're saying that the me'ila of kedushas aguf is not dependent on the monetary kinyan which Hekdesh has on the chayfet, but rather because it's kodesh Hashem. So why do we measure the hanor with a pruta? So then we have to explain again, as we said before, that although we're not talking about stealing, still hanor, when we talk about an isur hanor is benefit. And benefit, we don't look at what we're taking away from Hekdesh, but rather what the person who is benefiting, how much does he benefit? So just like with an itzer achila, if you ate something, we don't look at how much we took away from the chaylev or the dam, but rather how much the person injected. He took a kezias. The same thing when we look at me'ilah, although with it's not daska geneva, however, still we measure it by the share of a priest. So now, there's another Gemara in Krisnis, which causes difficulty to this Chayt Yishanim and the Mesivis. And the Kiva Eger points it out here on the Yud Gimel, the Gemara later, and that's Chof Gimel. The Gemara says, has a similar case where a person was, like the Mishnah before, of where a person is over a lot of carbon chattis and carbon ashem. And the Gemara says, how come you don't have, Gemara says, in such a case where it was nicer, why don't you also bring a carbon me'ilah for eating nicer? And the Gemara says, on the way, the less they shove a pruta. But it's talking about, I didn't have a shove a pruta. In other words, I ate it. I didn't have a shove a pruta. The Mishnah had to be talking about a shavu pruta, because the Mishnah was talking about a case where you do bring ashram. On the way, hahi chachticha d'loy noitzahi shavu pruta. So the Gemara is like this: the same piece of kodesh, when it is not noitzer, it has a shavu pruta, and when it is noitzer, it doesn't have a shavu pruta. Rashi explains, what's the difference? As far as the person's concerned, they're both awesome. So Rashi explains like this. Even though Noitzer is Isra Anoh, like any other Kodesh, and even though when we have any other kodesh, so therefore Isuri Anoh, we know are really worthless. In other words, when we talk about monetary value to the person who gets it, if, like we say, if a person is Mekadosh Isha with Arla or with Klaya Keren or with Bosa B'cholof, she's not Mekudeshes. Why? It's worthless. It's Isuri Anoh. You can't do it. You can't sell it. You can't eat it. You can't use it. It has no value. So the same thing, Noitzer has no value, but Noitzer has no value, but Kodesh also has no value. But still, there's a Me'ilah. So how do we relate to the fact that it has no value, it has Me'ilah? So we look at it, the value that it has to Hedvish. Because although it's valueless to the person, but he took Hanah from Hedvish. Says Rashi, that this noiser, although seemingly it's valueless, both to Hedgish and to Hedyot, because for Hedyot it's valueless no matter what. Every Kodesh is valueless to Hedyot. For Hedgish it's valueless because it's noiser and he can't be Makhtar anymore. So he said, but still, like we learned in the ninth paragraph of Tzvachim, that even noiser im orlo yerdu, if somebody by mistake did put it on the mizbeach, it has akhtar, and we don't take it down. So therefore, it's still considered having some value to hekdesh. So now, here from this Rashi, we see that we do relate to the value it has to hekdesh. In other words, how are we understanding until now? Until now, we understood that when we talk about kodshe kodshim, so obviously it's not a question of value, because it's always valueless. Rather, the idea of the pruta is, what value does it have to the hedyot? What did he get? Which benefit did he derive? Although he couldn't have sold it, we derived benefit of pruta. But here, Rashi says that there's an afkamina between noiser and not noiser, that something which is not noiser has a value to hedyot could be mapped to it, and noiser doesn't have a value because we can't be mapped to it. And he only answers that Tzigdim Olva Yadu, it also has a value to Hekdesh. So therefore, although we see that we relate to the value that it has to Hekdesh, and if we're relating to the value it has to Hekdesh, it seems, once again, that the Isser is not just having Hanah, but the Isser is taking something away from Hekdesh. So we'll have to explain this idea that even if we'll understand, like the Tosfos Yeshanim said before, that the Isser Me'ila is not an Isser of Geneva, it's not because I took something out of Hekdesh, still, the Isser Me'ila does relate to something which has value to Hekdesh. In other words, the Isser which I get is taka for having the Hanah. However, still, something which is valueless to Hekdesh can't have Me'ila because to Hekdesh has no value. So although my Isser is not depriving, although my Isser is not stealing, in other words, taking value from Hekdesh and putting it into my own pocket, and the Isser is rather just having Hana, still, Me'ila does relate to monetary value in as much that something which is valueless to Hekdesh already has no Me'ila. And therefore, Neisser, if it would not have the din, that it would not have an Isser Me'ila. That means if it would be valueless to Hekdesh, still it would not have an Isser Me'ila. So just to recap, we gave a little bit of Akdama to the difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. That Kedushas Damim, the Kedusha, happens by the fact that I gifted Hekdesh. I took something which my money, and I gave a monetary kinyan. I transferred it monetarily to Hekdesh, and therefore the dinim of the kedusha are dependent on the halach and the monetary halachas. And when if Hekdesh loses its money monetary rights, as if they were makrit, or if they're mechuyif to pay me, like in the case of the poel, then there is no more kedusha or any more mila. Masha'enkein. Kedusha Taguf is something where I manage a person who's marked something. The Kedusha Taguf changes the character of the thing itself and makes it actually Kodesh Lashem. And something with this Kodesh Lashem, where there's an Itzer, they have Anah from it, as long as it has some value to Hekdesh, a person is not allowed to be Netta from it, even if he has monetary rights to it, still, he cannot be Netta from it because it's Kodesh Lashem.